So, oh, there he is. Ah. Oh. Okay, he's the man. Tzachi, good to see you. Okay, where's Ellie? Where's Ellie, Lori? And Aaron? Okay, everybody say, shh. Okay. Okay, everybody, so take a look on page 8 in the Rambam. By the way, Bez Hashem, this Chanukah coming up, Bez Hashem, our annual Masiva will be Tuesday of Chanukah, 11 o'clock here in the Beis Medrash. And we'll have Rabbi Cement is going to be our guest speaker, Bez Hashem. I'm also speaking of Rabbi Cement. I made a special packet. I got it in today. We're back from production. We're ready for that on Hanukkah. And that's good. Okay, take a look on page 8. Perek Yud of Ishus. Says the Rambam, Harusa Asur labayla midivrei sofrim, calls man shehi beveis aviyah. In other words, we know the way marriage was, bizman chazal, was a person, the marriage would be in two parts. See, today, you get married one day, one night, it's all done in one package. Zman Chazal, it was a whole year thing. Meaning, you'd have the Kedushin in front of Adam, Harayat Mekudesh was leaving, Tavar Zub Kibas Moshe Yisrael, right? So she's married to him. But they wouldn't live together for another year. In other words, he would mekadesh her, and now she's usher to the whole world, but she wouldn't live with him for another year. She would go back to her father's house for a year. So in a year, for a whole year, she's still an Eishes Ish, but without living with her husband. Usually an Eishes Ish, you're an Eishes Ish because you're with your husband. Here, she's ushered to the whole world, but she's not living with her husband yet. And not only she's not living with her husband, she's ushered to live with her husband. Until a year from now, they have a chuppah, and that permits them to live together. But say one day during the year, the fellow wants to visit his wife-to-be, in the father's home, and he has relations with her. So that's forbidden. Pashup Shah, according to, as Rav Shachter pointed out, according to most, it's an issur d'rabbanan. In fact, if you ever notice at a wedding, the bracha that the Masada Kedushin makes is asur lanu es ha arusos, that arusa is asur. Asur lanu es harusos. So harusa asur labayla midivrei sofrim kol zman shehi bebeis avia. Va'ba al harusoso bebeis chamav makir oso makas mardus. And if a person is so he gets Makas Mardus Midraban. Tafilu im Kitsha Bibia, even if he had Kedushin with Bia, also Lavola Bia Shnia Bibesavia. In other words, they can have the first beer, but and that creates the kedushin. But the second beer, they can't have, because that's not the beer of marriage. That's the beer of creating marriage. So that they have, and then the beer shnia is a year later when she comes and moves in with him. So that's the Gemara. That's the Rambam. Now, if you remember, we started a Gemara last week on page 6 on Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Ibayil hu be a Nisuan Osa or Erisun Osa. In other words, if you Mekadish Bekesef, that's only Kedushin. It's not Nisuan. In other words, there are two types of the marriage. There's the Kedushin, Harei Megudeshesli, and then there's the Nisuan. And the Nisuan is the Chuppah. So today in our society, we do everything at once. Right? We do everything at once. Whereas you have a kedushin, and then you have the chuppah, whatever the chuppah means, the yichud, but it's not a year later. It's all together. So the Gemara wants to know, what does bia accomplish? Is it just kedushin? Like kesef is just kedushin. Well, maybe bia is like the ultimate, like Rav Shechter said, the ultimate nice ishus, as Rav Shechter said. So maybe when you do bia, that's not only kedushin; it's also what nisuin, because the marriage has two parts to it. She goes from a pnuya to an arusa, and from an arusa to a nisuin, and the extra added step from the arusa to the nisuin, that is, makes her fully married. What's the difference if you're partially married or fully married? Even if you're partially married, you can't go with another man. So the Gemara says three nafkaminas: la yorsha, la tamela, ula hafer nedareha. That now, if she dies and she was only an arusa, say during that year that they're not living together, he won't inherit her. But if they have nesuin, then then she dies, he inherits her. The Yarsha, the Tamila, if he's a Kohen and she dies, he's Metame for his wife, but only if they had Nisuin together. Not just if they had Erisin. Ulafer Nedareha, that if she made a Neder, he could annul the Neder. That's only what? If he's her full husband, that they did Nisuin. So that's what the Gemara says. What if you just had Bia, Lashem Kedushin? Is that only considered arusa, or does that take you two steps? Does it accomplish two steps? And the Gemara says the nafkamina is the yarsha, the tamila, lafer, and the rest. So that's the Gemara says. Ibayilu, via nesuin osa or erusin osa. So the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina the yarsha, the tamila, lafer, and the rest. I amid nesuin osa, yarsha, the tamila, lafer, and the rest. The amid erusin osa. Eina Yorsha, the Eina Matamala, the Eina Hof Efer Nidareha. That's the story. Okay? Yes?
Was it point to the Rambam here about the Rishona, the Siyakesh, and then the Shneel? You can make a claim that, like, classical, to be in the classic sense, is that you could accomplish both those things. So, like, if you were Misyakeh for Bia Rishona, would that count as being as both things? Or he's saying that the Bia Rishona, regardless, is just Kedushin, and then you need to have a separate Maisa.
So the Rambam's Mashma, that's what? That it's only Erisin. Right? Because the Rambam says that. So she's still Asura, right? Right, that's how it's seemingly be positive, that B is only Eirusinosa. Okay, now, there's a question that the Machna raises. Our good friend the Machna? You know our good friend the Machna? Who wrote the Machna? Well, the Parim Yochos. Who's he? Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. And you should know, Rav Ozzo, when I made this packet, I found the new printing in the library of the Machna. I don't know if you remember, the old printing was very... This is the new printing. They came out with a whole set of Kol Kisvei Hatla. Meridik. Yeah, I was discussing this with Rabbi Tzarfati today. He's saying people need to learn more Machna. So I want to hear what you think of this question, okay? You ready for this question? That the Machna is going to raise. So what did we see just now? We saw two things. We saw the Rambam says that what? What does the Rambam say? That an arusa is usur to the husband. When you say harei abukadosh li, you can't live together until you do a chuppah. But if we'll, and then Mizman Chazal was a year later, right? And we also see what? That B is Eirusinosa. Okay? So listen to the Kasha of the Machna, the second arrow. El Fiza Kasha, Hey Chashiv Masnish and Kedushi Bia, Hey Bai the Lehivshito Lekamad of Yud, I Bia Eirusin also? Amai, Eirusin also, Amai lo also Chazal, Kol Kedushi Bia. That's his kasha. Does anyone want to explain it? Permitted Bia to create. Whereas it could be he's saying, I'll tell you what I used to think. Now I read it, maybe I have a different show. That's what I used to think. In other words, when the couple has Bia, so once he's Nichnas, then what? He created the Kiddush. Now, he doesn't have to come out of her right away, right? So then, what's the heter that he could continue to be here? Bukhara, he's being boiled an arusa now, right? Because the second he's boiled her, she becomes an arusa. But he doesn't necessarily poirish right away, so then he continues to be boiled up. Now he's boiled arusa, but I thought you're not allowed to be boiled arusa. So if they acid being boiled arusa, they should have acid all kiddushei bia, because all kiddushei bia by definition is you're going to be being boiled on arusa. That's if you say it like that, or you could just say it that once they acid to have relations with an arusa, then incorporated in that should have been Asring all kiddushei bia, because why did they say that an arusa is also to the husband? Because they didn't want people living together until they have nesuin. So if that's the case, they should have asked kiddushei bia also. So why did they ask kiddushei bia? See, if bia was nesuinosa, so she's already a nesua, but if it's only an arusa and the acid So they should have. That should have been. You see, I say it in a technical way. That he's continuing being with her. You just say they should have. In other words, if they're asking already kedusha bria, they should have asked. In other words, if they asked being with your arusa, they should have asked kedusha bria also. They should have asked kedusha bria also. So why didn't they? You see, if you hold bia makes nesuin already, so you're already in the realm of nesuin. So there's nothing to ask her; she's a nesuin. But if she's still an arusa, and they didn't want you to be have relations with arusa, so then she should have asked kedusha bia also, because that's like you can say it technically because he's continuing the bia. Well, you just say that should have been part of the broader scope of that. That's his kasha. They mocked this kasha. You hear the kasha? So we just learned the Rambam that says you're not allowed to live with your arusa, right? And then we just learned the Gemara, the two opinions, the way we paskin is bia is erusin osa. So why did they ask her?
Yeah. You could say something like, since it says Kitab Ish, Ishu Bala, that it definitely works to some respects. You can't answer the whole thing. Because that would be like going against the Tata saying you can't answer
people. Oh, so that's what he answers. That the reason why they didn't ask her Kedusha Bia is because of the Tata. Right. In other words, he's asking a different question than what we spoke about the other day. We spoke about the other day on Thursday, how did Rav give Malkus? Because it's Pritzus, right? How did Rav give Malkus because it's Pritzus? But is it a befeish in the Torah that you could do Kiddushe Bia? That was the kasha we dealt with on Thursday. Today, he's saying a different kasha. He's saying a different kasha. And that is, once, not the, also the din of Rab, once Chachomim Asid, Osar Lanu as Harusos, then Kedushi, and we hold that B is Erusin also, they should Asar Erusin. They should Asar Bia, L'Shem Kedushi. So the answer he gives is the Taz. So look inside. Elo Dulfi Zekasha Echoshid Masnis and Kedusha Bia, who by the Lord Ifshitolo command of Yud, he be Erisin also of Amai, he Erisin also Amai lo also Chazal, called Kedusha Bia. Me Yeshloma came in Kedusha Bia before Rashis Batora, lo Yakoch Biachachon and Lesso Mashitira Tor Beferish. Kemosha Kosova Tazbi Ordea. But what comes out of this teretz of the Machta is that Kedusha Bia is considered beferish. And then it comes back to the question of Rav. How did Rav do it? See, last week we learned that the reason why Rav was able to ask the Kedusha Bia is because it's not called beferish. Because maybe the Ubala means not Bia L'Shem Kedushin, but Bia of living married life. But now we're saying, no, it's called Beferish. And that's why they never asked what? Kedushe Bia. Yeah, what do you want to say? So we're going to have another packet to give other Terutzim for Rav then. That's going to be the next packet. Yeah. a stretch.
Can we say it like we learned about a kehila and a rav making psak and kehila and how to go against it? Can a rav make it his kehila only? Like his, you're allowed to do it, but my kehila, like the Syrian, we want to make sure you're allowed to marry gay.
The Syrians community in Brooklyn, you're not allowed to marry a gear. You know that they made a takana. Because they were afraid that all the guys would marry non-Jewish girls.
That's favorite. You're allowed to. So, can Rav say, you're allowed to? But my kehila, if you want to, I'm the rabbi, I'll give you malchus.
That's not a bad thing. In other words, he's saying Rav didn't, in other words, Rabbi Dechter wants to say that Rav was a local rabbi. So Rav and his kehila said he doesn't want it. It wasn't like he...
There's a concept of Shad Srika, like that's what the case is in Gemara. He would say that the reason why the rabbis said that those things, different things in place, why they didn't punish excessively, is because it was at that time they needed to show that, this is not going to be acceptable.
Right.
I mean, like I feel like all the more sort of applies to, I guess, even smaller communities instead of like the broad, if a community has a certain need at hand and the rabbi needs to make some sort of, if he needs to say something, they need to come, then like all the more so it should apply there.
Well, the more so it should apply.
And like with the rabbi and his kehila.
Right, so the Rav made it in his kehila, but that doesn't mean that there was an official takanum the Rabbanim made.
Right.
In the time of Rav. So the question is, do we view Rav's thing? I mean, Rav's thing is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Right? Rav's thing, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? I mean, I like what you're saying, Rabbi Dechter. Rabbi Dechter is saying it wasn't a takonis chazal, it was just a hanhaga in his community. But it's interesting, let's see, how's the Lashon Shulchan Aruch?
It says,
so it's mashma that we accept it. In other words, it might have started off that way, but Lamaisa we accept it as a. Yeah, where's the lashon Chachamim in Shulchan Aruch? In other words, Chachamim Asur. What page? Okay. Chachamim Asur. Ishim Kadesh Shulchan. Chachamim also the Kaddish, we should preach. So the Shulchan Aruch is learning that it's like a Tachanus Chacham. At least that's how we. And Josh, you say we'll have to have a Shad Srikh hello, so therefore what? Right.
I mean, I'm not.
No, you're supporting Rabbi Dechter.
Yeah.
Right. So it wasn't against the Taz because it wasn't. He said, it's a Shad Srikh hello. So then the only question is, how did it extend to, then the Shulchan Aruch adopted it?
Right.
Because you could say that it wasn't a Takaris Chazal. Rav said it, and the Shulchan Aruch adopted to do it, but not, it's not a Takana de Rabbanan, really. Yeah, that was last year's shir. How much authority does the Shulchan Aruch have?
Rob's would be my for everyone. Like,
You know what we should do? Yeah. So, in other words, we have to understand the jump. It was Rav, and probably Rav meant it. Rav did it in his community. So how did it get? So we should look. Maybe the Beis Yosef explains to us where was the jump between Rav and the whole world. So let's get a Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer off the shelf. A tour. I have the Shulchan Aruch Hazirus here. Right? We'll get a tour, and we'll tour through the tour. You see the tour is up to... It's Simen Chavav, so it's the beginning. Oh. I have Nimrod Shlita. Thank you. Okay, it's Chav Vav Dalet, okay. Well, Chacham, the Torah uses the Lashon also, about Chacham and Osru. I don't know. He doesn't say anything more. He makes it sound like Chacham and Osru. That's what it sounds. Okay, but that's why we're going to have another packet on this. But the Machna is clearly saying it's considered Mefurish, and he says if it wouldn't be Mefurish, then what? Then Chacham would have asked that all Kedusha be, and not Als Pritzusa, Als what? Als... Because they asked... Arusa Bibia, so this is Nichlal in that thing. Oh, now I'm going to show you something else. The Machna is going to say another thing. It pays to know all the Machnas, I feel. I just feel in life, that's what it pays. Machna was like a classic Achron. Rabbi Tzarfati was bemoaning the fact that people, you know, the yeshiva aren't learning Machnas the way they should. So he said this year he learns Machna. I said we also learn Machna. So this is the Machna based Medrash. And when you learn Ksubas, you learn that flaw. And we had it in the Chumash here, Parim Yafas. We'll have in the future, I think we may have had one in the past, but the Parim Yafas is that's a safer and a flaw and Machna and Chumash. Oh, So take a look on page 10. In the Gemara Kedushin Hey Amud Aleph. And you're going to see what the Machna is going to do here. Amar Rav Huna, Chupa Kona. Okay, you just walked in the new sugya. Chupa Kona. What does that mean? What does Chupa Kona mean? What's Meitos? What does it mean, chuppah kona? What? Say it.
The final process, finishing the whole process of infusion.
So why do I need Rav Huna to say that? You need Rav Huna to say that? You need Rav Huna? I remember there was, you should know, there was Rav Beresh Mandelbaum was the librarian here in the yeshiva from 1948 to 1998. I was very close with him, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum. So when the new Sfarim came out, every week we get new Sfarim shipments. So I remember there was once a good sefer on something to do with the Pesach Seder. So he made a comment, and before this person wrote the sefer, we didn't know how to do a Pesach Seder. So I say the same thing to you. I mean, and before Rav Huna came, we didn't know that you needed chuppah. I mean, and what is Rav Huna's contribution to Judaism? What's his chiddush? What is his chiddush? What is his chiddush? What? Oh. So, Eitan Van. That to say that it finishes, I don't need Rav Huna. The chiddush of Rav Huna is if you didn't do kesef, you didn't do shtar, you didn't do bia, you just did a chuppah without giving kesef. That itself creates kedushin, and if at that point on they want to chas v'shalom break up, you need to get. What do you say to that? That's Rav Huna's contribution. Now, who is Rav Huna? Amora. Josh says he's an Amora. He's right. He's an Amora. So then what's the kasha? Why didn't the Mishnah says he should nickname the kesef shtar bia? Chuppah? Why not? Why not?
Why not?
If you say to your wife, I hereby am kona you with this chuppah, your wife to be, and then she becomes your wife.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be different than
Kesef and Shtar? Kesef also, you say, Arei Mekudeshes Leibetabazo, Kedas Moshe Yisroel.
There's a transaction going on. Shtar, you guys are both doing something for it. There's like in the other pieces, there's a mice going on. Your chuppah, I don't think, there's not necessarily mice.
Oh, so Rav Josh says maybe you need a maisa, and there's no maisa. See, by kesef, you're giving her the ring, the money. By shtar, you're giving her the shtar. By bia, you're being bala. But by chuppah, there's no maisa. You're just standing there. What?
If she stands on a footstool,
does that work? If she stands on a footstool,
yeah, like you were playing with the.
Malbia, like the elephant?
Yeah.
like you do on Baba the elephant by throwing up the heels and it jumps up. So you tell your wife to jump up, and then you call her up the Hanba. But who says you need a miser? Maybe you don't need a miser. So, let me ask you a question. Are you arguing with Rav Huna? I mean, Rav Huna said it works. So you're arguing with Rav Huna.
No, so I'm asking the question why you did not say it in the Mishnah.
But you got to realize one thing in life. This is one thing you got to realize in life. That the assumption is in life that a Amora can't argue with a Tana unless he has another Tana that supports him. So, if everyone seems to accept this Mishnah, Isha Nicholas Kesh Darbia, so, I was once at 8th Kedusha, one of my Talmidim married Rosh Shiva from Chaim Berlin, Rav Aaron Schechter's niece. And I was in 8th Kedusha together with Rabbi Eli Marcus from Reshit. So under the chuppah, you know, usually under the chuppah, so you make the brachas and you just take out the ring. So he started under the chuppah explaining, this is the ring, and the Mishnah says the Kedushin, this is Kesef Shnar Bia, this is Kesef. He was giving a whole, tutorial to the chassan under the chuppah. But the Mishnah says it. The Mishnah says it, Kesef Shnar Bia. And there's no other Mishnah otherwise. So everyone, this Mishnah is the universally accepted Mishnah. So it comes to Rav Huna and is going to say something that what? That's not in the Mishnah. Okay, you want to say you have difficulty with Rav Huna because he's not doing a Maisa. Okay. So you'll tell me because the Pasuk says Ki Yikach, so maybe it's after a Maisa. But Lamaisa, he says it, right? And Lamaisa, he's going against the Mishnah. And the Gemara would have asked, why did the Gemara should have asked the Kasha? The Mishnah said, well, yeah, so what's the pshat? Yeah, what are you saying? But it's not. It's not Kesef. It's not Shtar. It's not Bia. Ari? Okay, you said an unbelievable thing. I don't think you realize how unbelievable that you just said. But you're 10 steps ahead, so I'm gonna get. I have to. You jump to the top. So give me a second, or a couple of minutes, and I'm gonna explain to everyone what you just said. What is chuppah? So it's a big discussion. What is chuppah? You know, you think you know. From going to weddings, this is the chuppah, right? The canopy. But not everyone holds that's a chuppah. You know, say the Rambam. What does the Rambam hold as chuppah? So take a look at the Rambam. There's the Rambam on page 8. two lines on the bottom. Look at the third line. Also, lovu lovu alei abia shniya the base avia ad sheyavi also l'tach base of yisyached ima yafrished alav. V'yichud zehu anikra knisa l'chupa. So says the Rambam, the definition of yichud. In other words, what we have today, the Rambam would laugh at. He said, "What is that?" The Rambam, if you would show him a Jewish wedding today, the Rambam would think you're crazy.
Seems that there's a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah. He says, chuppah means when you take your wife home and you have yichud with her. That's chuppah. Okay? So the chiddush, according to the Rambam, Rav Huna, is if you didn't give her kesef and you didn't do shtar and you didn't do bia, you just brought her home in front of Adam. Now they're married. The yichud. Now, look in the Gemara now. On page 11, Hayim and Bays and Kedushin. The first one of the line on page 11, Hayim and Beis, Omar Rava, says the Gemara, Shtei Tshuvas Bedover. What is Shtei Tshuvas? You know, we always say Tshuva is an answer, but some in the Gemara, a lot of times, Tshuva means I have two responses, meaning I have two kashas on you, two things to say back to you. You understand? So Tshuva, a lot of times, Tshuva means an answer. But a lot of times in Shas, tshuva means it's just like the opposite of an answer. I have two responses, meaning kashas on you, so to speak. Tshuva means I want to say something to you. So the first thing he says, Chada, the shalosh tanan, the dalad lo tanan. Right? In the Mishnah it says, in other words, go for the question that we were raising. Is he in the Gemara? Rava says, it says the Isha Nignas Mishlosha Drachim. It doesn't say Dalit. Now, let me ask you a question before we go on. Where did Rav Huna get his idea that Chuppah is Kona? So if you take a look on Heimer Aleph on page 10, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna Chuppah Kona Mikal V'Chomer. He learned it out from a Kal V'Chomer. Because ma kesef she'inu machil b'truma kone. Chupa she'machelos b'truma inu din she'tikna. So we're not going to, then the Gemara is going to slog it up. Then the Gemara is going to say a different Kal V'Chomer. Look at the bottom line. Ma kesef she'ina gomer kone chupa shogomer she'ina din she'tikna. He says like this: kesef is not gomer. Kesef, you can't have nesuin with kesef, right? So it doesn't make a chupa, right? Kesef, a nesuin, but it became kone. So chupa that can make nesuin certainly can make kedushin. But kesef can't make nesuin, but yet can make kedushin. So chuppah that can make nesuin certainly can make kedushin. That's the Kal V'Chomer. Okay. So it's the Kal V'Chomer. Oh, so it says I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing. You have to have your seatbelts tightened for this one, okay? Because we're going to go.
Maybe a passport.
Maybe a passport also. Okay. So, question is: so, why did, if Rav Huna is right, how come it's not mentioned? How come it's not mentioned in the what? In the Mishnah? So you know what the Gemara says? I'm a rabbi. Had the Kamei Gimel Tanan Dalotan. You see, I'm Hamid Beis. First word line is Gimel. Milsa d'ksiva behedya katani. Milsa d'lo ksiva behedya lo katani. The Mishnah only mentioned things that are explicit. Even though right, so you think that's against the past whole year that we've been learning? Yes. So. Right. I guess you have to say, according to this, you have to say that a Kal Vachomer is. There was. We were saying it's not explicit, but everything is relative in life. Right? So that's what Moshe Dechter is saying. So relative to the Gzeirah, see this is Gzeirah Shavah, the two words are there.
Right.
And Hekesh, it's so there. Here, it's not even there. It's a Kal Vachomer. It's out of thin air.
Rashi said the only thing you can make is a Kal Vachomer because it's on the Western level.
Right. Okay. So now I'm going to share with you an unbelievable pshat. So this is why you need the seatbelt on for this pshat. Okay? You ready for this pshat? It's the makna. I'm going to say it outside, then we're going to see it inside. The makna is going to say an unbelievable pshat from the makna. And Ari, you were machaving to part of it. He says, you know what? He says, chuppah should have been in the Mishnah. But you know why it's not in the Mishnah? Because Chachamim forbade it. Because what right do you have to do doing Yichud with a woman that is not you're being like Rabbi Sofati said, you can't be misyached you can't have a yichud with a single girl. So what right did you have to have yichud with her? So now you're so you know what they acid. Just like Rabbi Sofati pointed out, just like the acid be with Arusa, so Yichud also is Asa. So then, why did you say the same thing by Bia? What right do you have to have Bia with a... But Bia is Beferish. So Memela, they couldn't ask it. Yichud's not Beferish. And that's Pshat. Milsa Dixiva Behedya Katani means since it's Behedya, therefore they couldn't make the Issa to Rabbanon, therefore it's mentioned in the Mishnah. Masha Ein Kewat Bia is Ksiva Behedya, therefore it's Katani because they couldn't have made an Issa to Rabbanon. It's not that one is Behedya, one is not Behedya. It's that since it's Behedya, they couldn't answer it with Rabbanon.
So that's why they instead.
Right. So maybe that's why Yichud they can't do. See, because Yichud Chacham Asr it because the Torah never matter it before. It's only Kal Vachomer.
Look at the Makna.
This is a Makna.
Back to page 12.
Then we started. Ella, Lefizeh Kosha, second arrow. Hey Koshiv Masnisen Kedusha Bia. If Bia Erisin Osa, so it should have been Asid. Yeshloba came into Kedusha Bia before Rosh Hashanah. Lo Yakok Bia Chachom and Rasa Masha Tira Tor Beferish. So he says. Abai is too verbose. So the whole question was, why wasn't chuppah mentioned? It should say, because it's not ksiva behedya. Instead of saying, milsa d'ksiva behedya katani, milsa d'ksiva lo katani. Ufima shekosavnu, top line, left column, page 12, Asi Shapir. The Kavanosu who, the Bia, Avo Pisha Hayaroi, Lechachomim, Shalo Lechashro, Main Shar Kinyonim, Ula Osro. Mikol Mokom, Kavan Dixiv Behedya Mikrod, Divola, Lo Yakoch Biyodim, Lemay Kinyon Zelo Osro. Aber Chuppah came into the Luxiv Behedya Asru Lechatchila Ulkach Lechashur B'masnissin. He's saying that's the Pshat. Now the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is it's not in the Mishnah because the Mishnah only mentions things that are Beferish. He's saying it's not in the Mishnah since it's not Beferish, they asked him to do it. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Mele Dasi Shabbat, the Rabbah came into the Sovet Rav Huna Yod Chuppah Kovar of Gomrim came in Leisva Yisura came into the Nisura. And according to the opinion that says that it's Gomer, then it's okay. L'chach loch shuv mas nisim. So then what about Bia? They also asked Bia. But the Isser of Bia was a later Isser. Rabbi Tzofati pointed out, the Isser of Bia was a later Isser.
Later in time.
The time of the Mishnah, they didn't, Rav came later. I mean, Ram Tanu Poli was later Tanu. But the Isser of Arusa was already in the Mishnah. So the Mela, at the Isser of Arusa, they didn't institute. That didn't apply. That's what the Chazanish says. 1 second, Chazanish, on page 21. Father Mekadesh Bebiya, Mishum Chitzus of Avogav de Kaimalon, Bia Iris and Osa, Mikomok, Mleka Mishum Osalon Osrusus. So Gozu Bias Kedushin. But Bias Kedushin is not Nichlal. Whereas the Chazanish is saying different than the Makna. The Makna is saying it's because it's Beferish, so they couldn't ask her. Whereas if you hold Bias Erisin, the original question we started off with this today. If you hold Bias Erisin also, and you're also to your Arusa, so then how could you, so why did they ask the Kedushin Bias? So the Makna says because it's Beferish, like the Taz. Chazanish says no, that wasn't Nichlal. The Isser of Osir Larusa is only going on Biashnia. It's only going on Biashnia. But you see, he gives a one amazing pshat in the Gemara. Milsa the Ksiva Behedya Katani. The Bia is Ksiva Behedya, so therefore it's Katani because Chachamim couldn't have asked it. Because it's Ksiva Behedya. Right? But Milsa the Lo Ksiva Behedya, namely Chuppah, Lo Katani, not because it was Parsha Pshat just because we learned about it from a Kal Chomer, it's not mentioned. No. Since it's not Behedya, Lo Katani, because Chachamim said you shouldn't do it. It's a marvelous pshat. It's not the Pasha pshat, but it's mamish marvelous. I would say marvelous if you'd ask me that. But you see, that's what you said, Harav Glazer, you mechavin, right? That's what you said, that they shouldn't do it. He's mechavin to the machna of the day. Yeah, that's doctor. Maybe in Yiddish.
Is the Chazanish basically saying different word that he's saying that the Bia, the only answer, like it still works for Kedushin?
Right, where's the Kedushin? And they said you're
not in the Mishnah because it still works.
So it's not Mestaber, right? Bibi Shor connects Kedushin, then they asked it to have a Bia Shnia. That's the Parsha Pshat. The Magen is saying this should have been included, or maybe you say like what I was saying, the fact that you don't have to be Parish Miyad, then the B is continuing, so that's so the Parsha Pshat, the whole is in the Rabbanah, the Rabbanah's Isser, Chazan Hashem, was only on Bia Shnia. Whereas if you're Makadish, you're Isha Bibiya, and you didn't, and you're waiting to have a chuppah a year from now, you can't have a bia shniya until she's nichnas l'chuppah. Well, okay, murdered. Oh. Okay, but like Rabbi Sarfati pointed out, according to the Machne, then the question of Rav comes back. Because, see, yesterday we said, or last week, the Chasam Sofer says that Kedushin B is not considered Mefurish. Because who says Bala is Kedushin? Maybe Bala just means to be of married life, not to be of creating the marriage. Yeah, happy Rav. Right. Right. Especially the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say it's a chacham. Okay. So, Bez Hashem, tomorrow I'll give out Packet Yud Gimel, which is a continuation of Packet Yud Beis. And we'll continue. This Indian. And Thursday I will have to see, because Thursday I'm giving the next two Thursdays, so we'll just have to discuss what time the regular shiur will be on Thursday, because we're not going to have regular shiur this Thursday. Okay.